There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Decided to spend some time with us here as we work through what's going on in the world that you live in. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, the Super Bowl. Dun, dun, dun. It was super in some ways. It seemed that it was fair and appropriate that the Patriots won. A couple of things, gaffes on the part of Seattle. I'm not a football fan, but I think I'm accurate in suggesting that the play in consideration that ought not to have been called, and the unsportsmanlike conduct with a couple of fistfights at the end zone. I thought that was just
sort of,
come on, yeah, grow up, you
poor sportsmanship for the Seahawks.
Overpaid
Bennett
teenagers.
It's just a punk.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the problem with football. I had a discussion with my son yesterday.
That's the problem with football.
Who must be ecstatic today, by the way, because he's a guy, right?
No, he's not. He's not. He doesn't watch football anymore. He's cut out of his father's cloth, thinks that football is a horrible waste of time. Used to be a big Patriots fan. He's a big Celtics fan, big Red Sox. I don't even know if he's a Red Sox fan. He's kind of turned on a lot of the big money sports. But he said something to me yesterday that I thought was pretty interesting. I never thought about it like this. He said, there's no difference. Richie already is figuring. Richie has a smile on his face because he knows that my son's what he's really all about. My son has very strong opinions about things. And one of them is the caliber of ownership of the teams in the NFL. And the people who play in general, he thinks, are no better than those who are dog fighters. He thinks that dog fighting and football are pretty much on the same par.
Mm.
And uses as several different examples that people get caught are football players that get involved in dog fighting. But you know, they're all loyal. He said they're loyal to their master to a fall. They'll do anything to the point of being killed. And that's really what has happened to some when you think about it. The people who knew that there were dangers because of concussions and brain injuries, they continue to play.
Did the guy get a concussion in the game yesterday?
Yeah. They took him right out, though. And then Al Michael said something about there was some statement made about an independent concession.
They have a consultant
that reviews their brains or whatever. But anyway, there are those who are saying in 30 years football will not exist in America.
With less and less kids playing every single year, at the peewee level, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
It'll all be virtual anyway.
Yeah.
They'll have computer animated.
You can do whatever you want. Right.
And it'll be a video game, and it'll be interactive, and we'll all get to.
And does the NFL own all of that stuff now?
Yep. Sure. They'll own it all.
Okay. So having said that, the focus on the commercials. Most of us agreed earlier on that the commercials lacked a lot. Most of us agreed early on that there wasn't much about the halftime show that was really exciting. Most of us thought that it was a good game and ended the right way. So having said that, a couple of the Super Bowl commercials we did think were good, including the one that most, I saw this and I thought the Lost Dog, the Budweiser commercial.
Very sweet.
Even though the comment afterwards is kind of a waste of money because Budweiser beer is so bad. When Meredith said that, I said, Richie will be echoing that comment.
Yeah, but they do a great job with commercials.
Right. And so anyway, here is the audio from let's just listen to the Lost Dog spot.
Which one is that, Doug?
That's a 2-1-1, Richie.
Oh, 2-1, there it is.
0-2-1-1.
What are we going to get out of listening to this?
I don't know.
Here we go.
If you saw the spot, you'd be following along.
I hear traffic.
The dog gets out of the truck.
When I go out,
running back.
I know I'm going to be
over hill and dale.
The man who goes along with you.
Sir, sir. Christ.
Yep.
I would walk 500 miles.
I think enough people saw that ad, Richie, that when you play this, they'll follow along with it.
Yeah.
It was a nice ad.
It was a nice ad. All right, here's a commercial that no one can quite figure out. There were three or four commercials that were, as Jimmy Fallon pointed out in his post-game show, why are they there? They were really depressing. This is one on domestic violence awareness. A woman dials 911 in order to order a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
That was for domestic. Yeah, that was
That was domestic violence.
This is 911. Where's the emergency?
I'd like a pizza for delivery.
Ma'am, you've reached 911. This is an emergency line.
Large with half pepperoni, half mushroom.
Do you have an emergency or not?
Yes.
And you're unable to talk because...
Right.
Ma'am, is this someone
right, so
with
Lisa...
you?
Yes.
That was a real call.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. See you soon. Thank you.
That was interesting.
All right, so there was a real call. I did not know that, Kenny. Was it supposed to be known that it was a real call?
I don't know. I thought it said it on the bottom of the screen, but maybe, I had read it that it was a real 911 call.
So she can't say that she's being beaten because the person is there. So when he asks, is there somebody there with you, and he says yes. So what do we get from that?
Message? No more violence against women.
No more violence. And, you know, I know it's appropriate because it's Super Bowl and they were the NFL was in a lot of trouble for that this year. But, man, oh, man. I mean, these commercials I thought this year were extraordinarily sad commercials.
That nationwide ad.
Oh, with the dead
so
child?
Much blowback. Yeah. I couldn't do all these things because I, you know, the little kid.
Because I'm dead. Because I'm dead. The very end. Oh, my gosh.
They are getting so much blowback this morning because of that. And they're trying to say, listen, all we wanted to do was start a conversation about things that happened to kids.
So they did. They were successful.
And they did.
That's what they wanted to do. They did it.
But it was so bad.
But now they've got this big negative just thing that goes along with it for nationwide. It's, I don't know that it was
a good thing. Was that the appropriate place to put the spot would be.
Right.
All right, here is a Snickers commercial spoofing the Brady Bunch.
This is awesome.
Marsha, what happened?
Peter hit me in the nose with a football. I can't go with a dad like this.
Well, I'm sure it was an accident, sweetheart.
An eye for an eye. That's what Dad always says.
Hmm. Never said that, honey.
Shut up! Time to teach Peter a lesson.
Marsha, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little hostile when you're hungry. Better? Better.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Jan, this isn't about you.
It never ends.
Steve Buscemi.
Very funny.
All right, what do we need to know about the Groundhog Day superstorm of the century? More snow. Has he seen his shadow yet? Because today's Groundhog Day.
I don't think they've pulled him out of his little stump yet.
Is it snowing down there?
You can see, we posted a live stream link at our Facebook page, and you can see a lot of people in the crowd with umbrellas, but it's still dark. It's hard to tell if it's...
Facebook.com/today. Never forget the year I went down there to do the program.
Oh, boy.
What a waste
like
of
Bill
time.
Like Bill Murray, huh?
Yeah, they put Doug in a closet.
My
like
God.
3 miles down the road.
What an incredible waste of time. Well, even when I went down there to look the situation over.
You think it wouldn't be a waste of time? By the way, how did you decide to go?
I thought it would be good because I liked it. At that point in time, I was visiting lots of different places, doing the program from lots of different venues. I thought it would be fun because this is such a national conversation. Little did I know, in 45 seconds, it's over. It is literally over.
Like so many things.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Okay. People in the news coming up here on Good Day. It's 9:15.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and NMLS number 3030.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by.
Granger, all right,
for the ones who get it done.
Yes, yes, yes. People in the news, Bruce Jenner, or what's his new name going to be?
Is he? Wait, this is world? In the TV report.
No, that's not a television thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Not it's a general
conversation. He has a documentary coming out.
So what? It still is about somebody who's warped. And that's people in the news. So you want to save it for...
You better watch out because you're going to have GLAAD and everybody else on you.
Yeah.
He wants to be a woman now.
He wants to be a woman. He wants to fill.
Olympian wants to be...
He should have what he wants.
Brucina now.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you marry Kris Jenner, this is what happens.
There you go.
Kardashian,
I don't understand what happened to this guy.
Well, that's the question people are also asking about Bobby Christina Brown, Whitney Houston's daughter, who apparently is about ready to check out as well. I saw a picture of her yesterday. Couldn't
is she
going to
become Bruce Jenner?
No, it's checking out. I mean, just checking out. She was up.
Yeah.
She was
in down
a
in
drug
a
overdose in a bathtub.
Although, Dougie, they said that they hadn't found any drugs in her surroundings, so it's unclear whether or not she was trying to kill herself or if she did have some drugs on her. She has battled them for sure.
Yeah.
She's had drug problems.
Growing up in that atmosphere.
How do you not? I know. It becomes your normal.
Yep. Val Kilmer in the hospital at UCLA.
Yeah.
In the ICU there.
What's going on?
I don't know. He looks like he's pretty bizarre. He's a bizarre guy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He checks in.
He doesn't
want
to say what's going on.
Right. He just says, something's going on, but I'm not going to tell you that anything, whatever it is going on. Isn't that basically the post on Facebook, Kenny?
Yeah, that's basically
I'm here, but I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for worrying about me.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer, one of the greatest movies of all time, real genius.
I was thinking of the immortal words of Socrates, who said, I drank what?
I think he is one of, he really is. There's something about him, though, that is so bizarre. Isn't that what it takes, though, to be a really good actor?
His He's
guy
out
is
there.
So
yeah.
bizarre. But yet he has played some great, great parts. Who can forget him being Doc Holliday?
He was so great.
I got two guns. One for each,
Each of you.
So great.
So good.
21 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
One hit wonder time on the Good Day program. This song is by an artist that has had only one top pop single hit in the history of pop music. So if you know who this is, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. This is the week we give away our trip for four, two adults, two children to a beaches resort. Winter giveaway time is Friday, the 6th. So if you want to qualify for that drawing, we'll do it all the way up to Friday with various participatory engagements that you can make with us by dialing 888-302-3684. You can tell us who sings. Call me, maybe. Crank it up, Richie. Call Me Maybe, Canadian singer-songwriter, number one during this week in 2012. You know who it is. Call us now, 888-302-DOUG.
You know who discovered this girl?
You.
No.
No.
I think it was Bieber, wasn't it?
Oh, really?
Oh, the Biebs? Really?
I think Biebs found her.
Oh, yeah. So, in spite of that, we'll still keep singing or playing along here.
Because, hey, I just met you.
Everything.
And this is crazy.
Jen knows the lyrics.
Every single one.
This artist took third place in the 2007 Canadian version of American Idol. With her own money, she produced and released her first album called Tug of War. 3 years after the album's release, she released her own single called Call Me Maybe. That's what this is, Call Me Maybe. Shot to the top of the pop charts in Canada and here and around the world as well. Ranked by Billboard as the top rising star of 2012. Next year, she starred on Broadway for 12 weeks alongside Fran Dresser in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. She does not claim to be gay. She is an outspoken gay rights activist. As a result, she was dropped as a performer at the Boy Scouts of America National Scout Jamboree. There we go. That's right. Yeah, it's terrific. Several lawsuits have been filed against her over copyright infringements, and for the time being, there have been no more top pop hit singles for this lady. So who is it?
Jennifer's right.
I know.
In February 2012, Justin Bieber referred her to his manager, Scooter, who then signed her.
Uh-huh. And the rest, as they say, is history. Mm-hmm. It sounds like the turntable, if there had been turntables, ran out of juice. All right, let's see here. Todd's in Tucson. Hi, Todd. Welcome in. How are you doing?
Hey, Todd, Doug. Well, and that would have been one Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Now, how do you happen to have that information? What made you remember that it was Carly Rae Jepsen?
Just being a music enthusiast and very eclectic.
Really? Well, there's two points for you then. A music enthusiast and it's eclectic. What about it is eclectic? Your taste in music eclectic? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. I cover a wide variety from the rocks to the pops to the classics to the opera. Sounds
like the hits of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and today you're on the radio, folks. Are you involved in radio? Cool. Are you a radio person?
No, I'm not.
No. But so what's your collection?
I'm a plumber by trade.
Oh, you're a what by trade?
I'm a plumber.
A plumber? Are you a smell-good plumber?
I'm a very experienced plumber.
No. Not experienced. Do you smell good?
Oh, always.
Really? There's this guy, who is it in L.A. that's a smell-good plumber, Jennifer, whose ads run on the radio all the time. I don't remember what his name is. But
I just like that we have a plumber that listens to Carly Rae Jepsen. That's kind of cool. Turning them wrenches.
Good call man. Me baby. Call me baby. All right, you qualify for our drawing for the Beaches Resorts. It'll happen on Friday. Make sure you're listening. Hold on a second, Todd. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we get a lot of questions on the show. One of the more common questions we get is about dogs that jump up. And generally speaking, it's the smaller dogs that jump up, although mid-sized dogs and large dogs jump as well. Here are the reasons that dogs do jump up on people. Think about it from a dog's point of view. The average dog spends its life looking at nothing above the knees unless they jump up. So very often dogs want to make that facial contact, that eye contact with their guardians or other people, and because we're standing erect, they don't do that. So very often dogs are jumping up just to make that facial contact as if they would with another dog. So what I recommend that people do is if you have a dog in your home, or this goes for cat people too, spend more time down on the floor. As a matter of fact, very often when I get a new dog or adopt a dog in my house, I have friends come over, we all get down on the floor spending time at the dog's level, which alleviates the dog's need to jump. So if you want your dog not to jump, give in a little bit. Spend some time at his level, and he won't jump up to yours. I'm Warren Eckstein.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yesterday,
yeah, it was
in the box there, and Stephen Tyler, yeah, 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen February 2nd program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Who said that? 888-302-3684. It was in combination with a football game. As a matter of fact, this fellow signed a 5-year contract with a club that made yellow and green a team of destiny. Who was it that said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing? 888-302-3685. Everybody here in the room, I go around the room, I'm not going to ask you, but do you know who it is? Everybody know,
I know
who it is?
Quotes.
I do.
Okay. Kenny does.
I don't, actually.
All right, so
I think I know it.
All right, so anyway, if you can answer the question, then you'll qualify for our Beaches Resorts giveaway, which will take place on Friday of this week. A nice 4-day, 3-night situation at one of the three Beaches Resorts. You pick the one you want, Turks and Caicos, a couple of them in Jamaica. Hooray for you. If you win to qualify, answer the question.
Yeah.
Who said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing? And do we apply that to the game last night, I suppose, the man who was speaking?
Yeah. When you think football, you think of this guy.
Think of that. Oh, yeah, absolutely you do. Yeah, when you're looking for gas on the New Jersey Turnpike, you think of this guy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
All right, Groundhog Day is upon us. Bill Murray still comes to our mind from the movie that is 23 years old. You realize that? That movie was 1993, Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day, over and over and over again. It seems like every year. It seems like we were just here, in fact. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, the thing hasn't come out of the ground yet, right, Kenny? Under the circumstances, has not come out of the ground. I don't think we're having,
come
we're
out of a little
streaming at facebook.com/today. We're streaming
this. Quite a production going on. There's
really?
There's a couple different bands.
Really?
That
Katy
Perry
swinging through the air with fireworks in the background.
Instead of the singing shark, she's got a singing groundhog. It's great.
So a lot of people are asking the question about April vacation, school vacation in the Northeast. This storm that started in the Midwest, blizzard conditions, power outages in Chicago yesterday and the day before, trouble in Pennsylvania today where Punxsutawney Phil's trying to figure out whether to come out or not. Not going to see his shadow because there's snow. New York getting snow today. New England getting snow. Heavy accumulations in some areas. Freezing rain in New York today. And Richie, what'd you say? It's 38 degrees.
38 degrees and raining here in D.C. We missed another one. We've dodged every bullet.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Say the same.
How you doing over there, Dave?
Yeah. Scares me.
Great.
Yeah. I think we're going to get nailed at some point.
No, that's not a good thought to hold.
Yeah.
Thoughts are things.
Every single storm is just kind of just barely edged us.
So if you're a parent, what are you thinking about the children staying home? And all of this stuff. There's not much. The schools have closed here, pretty much north of New York. All of the schools have been closed in New England for a week. And today they're closed again. So if you were a parent, would you want to eliminate the April vacation? I think there are too many vacations anyway. But right now they've used up all of their free days. So either they don't take the vacation in April or they go to school till July.
I bet you they'll go to school till July because a lot of people will book flights and trips and stuff for spring break.
Yeah, a lot of that. Yep. Going on now, as a matter of fact. I was pricing some trips here and there and from pretty much the third week of February. Now everything is getting... We were thinking about going over to London, and this time of year, it's $1,400.
Wow.
Oh, it's crazy. So anyway, 888-302-3684. Here is John. Hi, John. Where are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm guessing Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Now, I'm feeling like we need to have both sides represented. Richie, I can't ever put my right side on here, so I was going to put Diane on because I want to qualify them both. Diane, you had the right answer as well, yes?
Yes.
Good for you. Where are you?
Jonesboro, Arkansas.
All right, Jonesboro, Arkansas. John, where are you?
I'm in Titusville, Florida.
Titusville, Florida. Well, you don't really, neither of you need a getaway as much as some of the people in the Northeast, but because you did a nice job, we'll qualify both of you for the drawing, which will take place on Friday for the two adults and two children to go to one of the three beaches that Beaches has, either in the Turks and Caicos, there are a couple of them in Jamaica. They are great places. If you want to enjoy water sports this time of year, it sure looks good outside my window, comparing that to scuba diving or snorkeling or whatever it is, I think that'll take the cake. So be listening on Friday. We'll figure out what the story is. We'll have a drawing in the meantime. Thank you, both of you, for being here. 21 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The President of the United States wants to get more in taxes from those nasty people that are in the 1% category. And this thing, he just keeps beating this drum, beating divisiveness, beating success, beating at those who have done what we tout as being the American dream. They've become successful one way or another. Robert Kraft, for example, the owner of the Patriots, started with nothing, as I understand it. He came up with the idea for a business, has become successful in that business. And what's to become? Not that anybody's going to have. If you increase the taxes on the wealthy, it isn't going to make people less wealthy. It's just going to speak to this continuing focus on grabbing money to be used for things that are not necessary. The waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. If these people would do their job and eliminate, or at least take a stab at getting rid of it instead of extolling really what is the value and virtue for them of having more money to throw at things like the public works program, highways, bridges, transit upgrades. If these things were done properly in the first place, we wouldn't be spending all this money. This is a total union patronage BS play. That's all this is, because anybody who knows anything about highways and bridges knows how horribly we construct them here in compared to the rest of the so-called progressive world. They don't have these problems in Europe. No place in Europe are they continually rebuilding the roads like they are here. They may be adding to them, but they're not rebuilding them all the time. The same thing is true with bridge construction. They do it the right way because they aren't lapdogs to the unions, construction workers' unions, that give so much money to politicians that they play this game, and you're the one who's getting played. A $4 trillion budget plan? When Bill Clinton was president, the budget was $1.5 trillion. For God's sakes, that was 20 years ago. Now it's $4 trillion? We're in debt for $17 trillion? And these guys want to add more to it? And you know what? There'll be some kind of a deal here because he's already trying to figure out with the Republicans, okay, we'll throw more money at defense, and that'll get them on board. We'll give you defense. You give us the roadways and the union jobs. That's what this is. You are getting so played here, it is just unconscionable how bad and horrible these people are. What else? How else do you explain it? Kenny, is there another explanation that I'm missing here?
No, Obama's just the latest. They're just all despicable.
And when you go back to, again, what I said earlier about the ISIS reality and beheadings and all that stuff, that goes back to the last president and to the Congress. And now we're paying the price for them and their decisions to get rid of Saddam Hussein. And there's no thinking. What is it? Aim, shoot. What is that? Ready, shoot, aim or something? What's that?
Ready, aim, fire.
Ready.
Is that what
no,
you're talking
about? No, I'm talking about doing it, not thinking it through, shooting first and then figuring out afterwards, oh, wait a minute, maybe we should have looked at it this way. So, all right, Richie, your problem with this or not? Richie, where is Richie? He's talking to John. All right, so Jen, what do you think?
I think that you're on the right track. I think the fact that the budget is $4 trillion only proves to people who can't see it how big the government has gotten.
Yeah.
And that's a really dangerous thing. And we, by creating this big government, are getting people addicted to it. And we're never going to get off of it. If we don't make the changes now, people are going to be addicted to the government like they are to heroin. And it's a really, for me, it's a really scary thing. Because for the future of this country, if this is the path that we continue to go down, the whole reason that we set up this nation is gone. I mean, it really is. It's just, you know, a big brother state, and it ultimately leads to our demise, I think.
There's just something about Washington that these people get into office and they just completely lose touch with reality.
Because the only way they get elected is because they get donors and benefactors, and then they have to honor those people.
The system is set up right so that this is the way it has to work now. Because if you don't follow the system, you're gone.
Well, something needs to be done. You're not hearing, there will never be any support for me, never. For anything that is, this is twice the budget that it ought to be under the circumstances. We're wasting so much money in this country, and these clowns have the speciousness to go after the only source of revenue when you get right down to it. These people creating jobs and investing in businesses and getting things started so that we can tax some more. And these people are so stupid, they want to take from, and again, at the end of the day, isn't going to put any of them out of business. It's just the idea, the philosophy of take, and give to those people who ought to be doing
it. Doesn't feel like their money. You operate in numbers that big, it has no meaning to you. Nobody can visualize a number like that.
Yep, you're right.
Really bad.
Yep. 888-302-3684. Folks, this is Valentine's Month. Valentine's Month. Perfect time to get rid of those unsightly bags, puffiness around your eyes. Here's Lori from New York who writes, quote, I started using Genucel after my sister gave me some to try. Bags under my eyes gone, and I mean really gone. Absolutely love my new look and recommend this product to everyone. Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. It's developed from plant stem technology. It's a therapy that is the gift of beauty that so many people are raving about. It really does work. You put it under your eyes, you put it around your, you get rid of the puffiness. It's absorbing the liquid because the water that collects under your eyes is what causes the puffiness. So you get rid of it, and that happens when you're tired. So give us your tired, your poor-looking eyes. Call 800-543-9262. Order right now. And as a matter of fact, the company is going to double the supply of Genucel with your order. So you buy 3 months, you get 6 months supply of Genucel. 800-543-9262. Take advantage of this amazing Valentine's Day offer. Call 800-543-9262 as a special treat upgrade to express shipping. That's free too. Mention Doug Steffen, Genucel. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, and get the supply doubled right now before Valentine's Day by dialing 800-543-9262.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With 4 flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Hi, here we are at 13 before the hour. Jennifer Horn brings us up to date on what's the news. What do we have ratings? There must be some ratings for the Super Bowl. Not that it's any question is watched by more people than anything else, but they predicted 110 million would watch, which would be, what, half the television sets in the country would be tuned to the Super Bowl.
They say 50% of the country will watch at least a part of the Super Bowl.
All right.
Ratings numbers usually come out around 8 a.m. East Coast time, so hopefully we'll get those in pretty soon. But I would imagine, I mean, just from looking at Facebook and social media, you can tell a lot of people were watching this game, and it was a good game, so I think people stayed tuned through the end because it was a close game. Now, one of the openers for the Super Bowl was Idina Menzel, and she has a new job. She's going to star in Happy Time, which is a new comedy pilot produced by Ellen DeGeneres. It's written by the person that did Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, Randy Barnes, and it's a single-camera comedy that follows her as she lives in the public eye. And
by the way, why do they say so? Who among us knows, really, what difference it makes single-camera?
Well, here's why.
It'll look very unusual to you.
Yeah, so there's comedies now being made in two ways. It used to always be that comedies were multi-camera comedies. Think like Lucy, Three's Company, any sitcom that you can think of was done, you know, classic sitcoms were done with 3 cameras. These single cameras are kind of like The Office. They're where they follow you and they give you the perspective of that main character a little bit better. They're not usually done in front of a live studio audience, so that's the difference.
Sure.
But this is Idina Menzel will be ready to stop pretending she's so damned happy all the time. So apparently she's going to leave her happiness behind and be evil and sad. Sounds kind of sad to me.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Also in the news, speaking of weird things happening, Bruce Jenner, who we talked about earlier this hour, Dougie, he's decided to transition into becoming a woman. And as a true Jenner / Kardashian, he could not do that privately. He's actually signed a deal with E! To have a documentary about this transgression, I guess. Is that what we're going to call it? It's set to air in May on E! And NBC Universal. Gladys Knight also in the news, Dougie. She's going to be joining TV Land's Hot in Cleveland. She's going to play a psychic named Miss Shonda in an episode titled Scandalous. That should be fun. She's an astrologer who, along with Elka, is in a love triangle with the mayor of Cleveland. When the mayor dies, Elka actually discovers this relationship with Miss Shonda, so that should be fun. Art Directors Guild did their award awards this weekend. They honored Game of Thrones, True Detective, American Horror Story, and The Big Bang Theory in their TV categories.
Really? The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go. Jennifer has done another extraordinarily good job here on Good Day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his weekly overview of important information, medically speaking, things that may affect you and your lifestyle. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, so he's always eager to tell you things that come from the heart, if you'll pardon the pun. Well, they do come from his heart. Upper blood pressure numbers and what they mean to younger adults. A study on this, Ken, eh?
Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, Doug. Young and middle-aged adults with high systolic blood pressure, that's the top number in the blood pressure reading, may have an increased risk for heart disease. There have been some very small studies that have suggested that isolated systolic high blood pressure might be harmless in younger adults or the result of temporary nervousness at the doctor's office. But this 30-year study suggests that isolated systolic high blood pressure in young adulthood, the average age in this study was 34, is a predictor of dying from heart problems 30 years down the road. This is all about the obesity epidemic. Usually high blood pressure is a disease of the elderly, but we see it more and more in the younger because of the obesity epidemic.
I noticed that the U.S. is tightening rules on the zapping, the heart-zapping defibrillator. I never pronounced that right. Defibrillators plagued by design and manufacturing flaws. Do you ever use a defibrillator in your office? You must.
Well, we have one, an AED, automatic external defibrillator. We knock on wood. We hopefully rarely use it, but we always have it around. It's a good thing to have around. And anywhere a lot of people get together, and people should know how to use it.
Should people be worried about this story, or is this overdone by the news media, the fact that there may be a design problem with some of them?
Well, the thing about it is, if there's ever a design problem, you're going to lose a life, because you use these, when you use one, you're saving a life.
Yeah.
So one, you know, statistics don't really matter a whole lot here, because you're going to lose a life. So anything we can do to improve the effectiveness of these devices is so important.
All right, next, this is an interesting overview, organ transplantation and the results in terms of lives and life.
This is just really good news out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Surgery this week, that organ transplants, Doug, have saved more than 2 million years of life in America over the past 25 years, but less than half of people who needed a transplant in that time period got one. There's a critical shortage of donors, and the need is increasing. You may want to consider being an organ donor.
All right, study of retirees. This is something very important to be thinking about before the Super Bowl game. You and your youngster and football.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's what we're talking about, a mouthful. It's a new study from the National Football League of retirees. They found that those who began playing tackle football when they were younger than 12 years of age had a higher risk of developing memory and thinking problems later in life. The study will just add fuel to the fire of when it's safe to begin contact sports.
It's never safe to play football.
I set you up for that.
I know you did. Thank you. All right, final story about sugary drink consumption and what it does to women.
Human Reproduction Journal this week. Consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages has been associated with an increased risk of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Now, a new study finds girls, Doug, who frequently drink such beverages are likely to start menstruation earlier than those who do not consume sugary drinks, and potentially putting them at higher risk of breast cancer.
Dr. Ken, the heart doctor, on Heart Factors Plus now.
Exactly. Heart Factors Plus. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. Here's what John from Florida says. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better. I recommend this product to all my friends. And the benefits do not stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus.
Call 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. Comes to you absolutely risk-free. 800-621-6313. I'll tell you this. This is the best-selling supplement we've ever talked about on this program with Ken, and it is that good that he gets behind it. It's that good that you need to take it. 800-621-6313. This does all kinds of wonderful things. Gets the blood to your muscles, your brains, your heart. What could be more important than having good blood pressure and getting blood everywhere? 800-621-6313.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.